All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. Let me fix that. Okay, so we are back with more Fun Bag Fantasy. Now, this one is going to be the big fight, the huge duel that I've been talking about. So let's get started. A few hours after Lute Hen had made his decision, the enemy General Gladys awaited a notice from Bostonhalter Castle. I have a message from Bostonhalter. Read it. We accept your terms of battle. I wish for a duel to the best of our abilities. Lute Hen. That is all. So he accepted. Excuse me? Are there any other developments? Wan Kuan has apparently been locked in the dungeon. Wan Kuan? What about the old generals? Were they dismissed? They were not. Lute Hen. He anticipated my attack then. Gladys laughed slyly. Good work, you're dismissed. Sir! It's not a sir, it's a madam. You're supposed to say, ma'am! I guess that's how the soldiers do it, I don't know. Or madam! Gladys stood laughing on her own after the soldier left. I knew you wouldn't escape, but, should have expected no less. But what is your plan? Do you know my skills? Do you actually think you can win? Are you planning a night raid while my mind is on the duel? Either way, you have no chance, Lute Hen. But she says Lute Hen, but I've been saying Lute Hen. The fun times end here. If you think I won't kill you, you'll soon see you're wrong. I'll kill you personally. I can't let someone who may pose a threat to me live. You have 3 days left. Enjoy your life while it lasts, Lute Hen. I sighed as I looked up at the ceiling. Another day had already passed, and there was just one more into the duel. The thought that tomorrow was it made my simmering nervousness more apparent. But being nervous wasn't going to help me now. My thoughts bounced back and forth as I thought that maybe I shouldn't have agreed, but only to remember that it was set in motion by Wan Kuan. I tried to ask Moltaire to teach me again, but he wouldn't budge an inch, saying it was pointless to even think I could learn now. My only other choice was to have Wan Kuan teach me, but after a session he told me I had no talent. No matter how I thought about it, this wasn't a match I could win. I left my room. I was too restless to just lay around. Tomorrow's the day, Commander. Please give it your all. He tried to encourage me, but it was just more pressure. Damn it. Now I was even more nervous than before. I dashed outside just to get away for a moment. But just going into town wasn't going to magically calm me down. Seeing the town just made me realize even more that today might be my last. After returning to the place where I first met Gladys, I suddenly thought of the church. All I could do at this point was pray. Once again, there wasn't a soul in the cathedral. In this wide-open hall, I was alone. It was a fitting sense of loneliness before a hopeless battle. I knelt down and tightly closed my eyes. Make it such that I win tomorrow. Such that a miracle occurs. Was that even how you pray? No.
Nanji, lute hen de yo. Sono negai kanaete shinze yo.
Lute hen, thou prayer shall be heard. I knew it would be Shamsiel before I even opened my eyes.
Oinori nante, lute mo kotenteki da ne.
Praying, I see. You're kind of old school. Where have you been?
Iroiro. Teki no oshiro teisatsu shite kita.
Lots of places. I checked the enemy castle as well. And?
Yoyu shaku shaku. Yugo ni party nanka hiraite ta yo.
They were already having a victory party. She's sure confident.
Ryuto mo hiraku?
Wanna have one too? Nah, waste of money.
Kechi nan dakara.
You stiff. I'd rather buy more powder for our cannons. There you go. The cannons could always use more powder. Never enough. Because you never know when you might need to fire a cannon. I said if I ever had enough money, I'd get an island with a mansion that has cannons on the windows, you know. And I think that'd be a bad idea because, you know, when you fire the cannon, you probably blow a hole in the wall. Like, that's how strong the cannon fire would be in the blowback. Because I thought about it, you know. Why don't they have mansions that are built like fortresses with cannons? I don't know. It's like, I guess that might be why. Sir, we've got to replace your window. That's the third one this month. Why can't they make cannons that don't blow my walls when I fire them? Shamsiel peered up at me, slowly moving in. Think you can win tomorrow? I don't know. Everyone is saying you'll lose. What about you? Shamsiel only laughed in response. It looked like Shamsiel was the only one who believed in me. Roxanne probably would too, were she here. No. She would just be worrying, no doubt. She would squeeze me in her massive tits and dread our inevitable parting. Let me cheer you up. Cheer me up. It's your chess match tomorrow, right? I'll cast a spell so you win. A spell? Shamsiel's boobs suddenly appeared closer, shaking in front of my eyes. I felt my heart skip. She wasn't... It's a titty fuck spell. A what? We didn't do it yesterday, right? So, tomorrow is the battle, you know. That's why I'll do it for you. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't you want to try out my bigger boobs? Shamsiel jiggled and shook her enlarged tits. I still wasn't used to how massive she'd become. Calling them bountiful didn't quite capture it. But tomorrow was... I'll squeeze you between them and help you win. Shamsiel's bust was truly matching demonic proportions. I thought for a second that they might actually be larger than Roxanne's. Her tits originally boasted a size and softness that made any man melt. But being even bigger now, they could certainly destroy worlds. Just lightly fitting between them made me moan. Roar. The feeling of fullness was clearly different from before as her bursting volume kissed and suctioned against my shaft. With more room to spare, her tits engulfed me from all angles, and her taut, warm flesh gently rubbed against me. Being engulfed and enveloped, it was like a new pair of boobs altogether. Ooh. You already look like you're gonna come. Shamsiel, this is brutal. Aren't you happy they're bigger? This is horrible! Always lying. Shemshiel's supremely expanded tits rocked up and down violently, grinding against my dick at a frightening momentum. Resistance is futile. Feels good, huh? I'm gonna spring a leak. Doesn't it feel better when they're bigger? Yeah. Aren't you glad they're bigger? I'm glad. You need to be more honest. You always wanted them bigger. But I never dreamed they actually would get bigger. See, most men, they say, you know what, it would be great if my wife's tits were bigger, but that usually doesn't happen. But in this case, with Luke here, it did. It's because you have magic hands, Luke. Well, maybe a lot of men need to go get magic hands, right? She's telling you the secret. Whatever you say. It's because you always make me feel good. And that's why I'll make you feel good. Ooh, excuse me. Shemsiel, I couldn't keep my hips still. Thrust your dick like you mean it. You like boobs, right? I do, but... Ah! I moaned as I gathered the strength to thrust into her. Each time my cock head plunged in, my hips pulled away from the hot, melting depths. You're so cute when you're about to come. It makes me want to play with you more. Don't play around. I'm gonna mess with you. Come, come, and come! Shemsiel, do you like me more now? I like you more. Do you love me? I love you. Me too. I can't. My dick is gonna melt. It's gonna melt even more because I'm bigger now. I'm melting. Melting! Barely continuing my thrusts, I felt my hips give out almost every time. Each time I faltered, Shemsiel responded harder and more violently with her tits. Shemsiel, stop. Don't move so hard. Oh, you know you want me to. My hips are. You're so dirty, Luke. Look how much your hips are shaking. You must have really wanted a titty fuck. You must have really wanted to stick your cock in these big boobs. No, my hips are moving. They won't stop. I won't stop till you come. Ah, Shemsiel, stop controlling me with magic. I'm coming! Oh, you're coming already? You gotta come inside these big boobs, huh? I'm coming. I'm gonna come from your tits. Wanna come? I wanna come. Hey, don't forget about me. Bring me too. No. I won't let you. Huh? Kidding. Come all you want. I'm coming! Coming! Boom! With a big moan and an even bigger load, I once again reached a heavenly climax in this church. My lower half spasm as my semen left my body. I vulgarly doused and sullied this holy hall with my semen. Uh-oh.
思い切り言っちゃった。
A load of godly proportions. Shamsale sounded pleased with herself. I stood shaking as the waves of my climax washed over me.
教会の中でこんなに言っちゃって、リュウとったら嫌らしいな。
Coming like this in a church. Such a dirty heretic. But you were the one who...
シャムシェルが何?
I what? Shamsale laid into my cock wildly from all angles. Ugh! Ah! I stood moaning with my penis still buried in her butt. Shaplop! Shaplop! Plop! I had already come, but somehow she was still wringing it out within me. Or from within me. I wonder how much you'll come today. Shamsale! I guess I'll have to see. You come so much. You're so filthy. You're the filthy one. Ha! How rude of you. Demons aren't filthy. This is normal behavior for me. Now I have an incentive to torment you. Don't torment me. Coming this much and in front of God. Uh-oh, I'm sorry, he's not happy. God may not permit this, but I'll permit it over and over again. Shamsale, I can't stop coming! I won't let you stop till you pass out.
Yeah.
Who does titty fucks best? Roxanne? Me? You do! Who has the biggest boobs? You do! Shamsale, just stop! These big boobs need to be broken in. I won't let you off like usual today. But that's... I'm really going until you pass out. My hips are moving again. Stop it, Shamsale. I'll do anything you ask. Okay then, come more. Anything but that. I love when you writhe like that. It makes me horny. I'm gonna die. Even though I have a battle tomorrow, I'll die before I make it. Lute Hend found deceased in the church. Shamsale! What? You want me to squeeze more semen out? I didn't say that! I'll squeeze extra. For how much my boobs grew. Aren't you happy? I'm, not... Oh, yes you are. I know when you're lying. You're before God, you know. You mean I'm before the devil. Oh, you think you're funny. Die for me today, Lute. I can't. I'm dying. Dying. We can stop, but I'll never titty fuck you again. This is your last sausage sandwich ever. Is that fine with you? It's not how you spell witch. No, I want your tit fucks.
じゃあ、殺しちゃう。死んでね。
Okay then. I'll kill you this time. And then the holiest of places, I slowly slipped out of consciousness. I think I really may have died. When I came to, I was still in the cathedral. And Shamsia was cuddling me, gazing into my eyes. Morning! Is this heaven? I'm here, so it must be heaven, right? Yeah, maybe. If God was here, would it be hell? Maybe. Shamsiel giggled. I really thought I was gonna die. I titty fucked you lots. You dirty little... Well, I am a succubus. She laughed. She was right about that. A pure succubus wouldn't be much of a succubus. How are you feeling, Sir Commander? Meh. Have you considered the most effective strategy for tomorrow? Nope. Worried? I hope something happens. It's fine. I'm here with you. You got some magic tricks? Nope. Then how is it? Shemsiel sounded too happy. She was just happy because she stole all my semen. Was the titty fuck good? Yeah, it really does feel better now that they're bigger. You got dirtier along with them, though. I'll titty fuck you harder later. And I'll come buckets on you. I'll make you writhe in pleasure. Shamsiel leaned in and kissed me. Her chest pushed against me. Tomorrow was the match. I was almost guaranteed to lose, but in that moment, I was infatuated and happy. Let's see, the sunset crept quietly onto the castle walls, as if to declare the end of a peaceful day. As if to declare the conclusion of my fate, the sun slowly sank away. And finally... it was gone completely. Mirroring the darkness of my fate, it disappeared to the west. West. Towards the other world, the world of death. Who was going to lose tomorrow? Would it be Gladys or me? I didn't want to think about it because I already knew. I savored what would be my... excuse me, we'll try that one again, guys. I savored what would likely be my final meal in this castle and sat staring at the chessboard alone. I tried to think of some clever approach, but one didn't just become a genius overnight. You should probably stop worrying. The future is decided, you know. Yeah, that's true, but... you're not acting like yourself. I just thought that planning my strategy would be pointless. Pointless? Pointless? Shamsiel sounded happy. So, stop thinking about chess and let's titty fuck. I fell head over heels. That's what you came to say? Well, we have these bigger boobs to work with, so I want to titty fuck a lot. We already did today. If we do it more, you might win at chess. You might get super crazy smart. Yeah, right. It's a demon's titty fuck, you know. You're guaranteed to get a good night's sleep. Yeah, but... you don't wanna? No, it's not that. Yes? Uh-oh. To my surprise, it was General Felsen. Seems like he tried to catch me alone. You're still awake, I see. What is it, General Felsen? Nothing in particular. Both of us remained silent. He wouldn't come here for no reason. Do you have a plan? No. The blind approach. Trying to throw something together now won't help. I expected as much of you. Felsen exhaled sharply from his nose. This was odd for him. He almost always had the other generals with him, but today of all days, he was alone. I looked at him carefully and thought of the letter from the king. I was likely going to die tomorrow, so maybe it'd be all right to tell him. I decided to take a gamble. I actually have something I want you to keep secret. A secret? What secrets could you possibly have? There's a traitor in this castle. Felsen's expression suddenly changed, but quickly returned to normal. Why would you inform me of that? I thought that I could trust you. I sent assassins after you. Yeah, I know. I drew my sword and threatened you. But you weren't serious about that, right? How can you be sure of that? Well, you weren't, right? General Felsen was quiet. Have you told any others? No. Whether I win or lose tomorrow, I think it would be clear who the traitor is. I want you to lead the army and capture them. Why would you ask me? Moter isn't up to it. His face tells too much. But if it were you, I think you could handle it. Were you really the lowest in your class? Never mind. Can I leave it to you? I may be this traitor you speak of. Well, I'll play out how it will. We'll try that one again. Well, it'll play out how it will. I'll just chalk it up to my lack of sense in that case. Even if it kills you? While it might have been short, I did get to experience being a commander. I have no regrets. You speak like a monk in training. I wonder. Felsen left for a second. You'll regret not throwing me in the dungeon. I don't think I will. You stubborn fool. Just try to lose with grace. I'll at least take care of your corpse. And with that, General Felsen left the room. And he still talks like a mean old man. Should I eat him? Don't eat him. He's like an ale among generals. He has too much pride, so he can't say it to my face. That's why he said he'll take care of my corpse. He's actually rooting for me. You're such a grown-up. Not as much as you. What's that supposed to mean? That I'm old? No. You think I'm old. An old lady's boobs don't grow like yours. Okay, then kiss this old lady. I don't kiss old ladies, but I'll kiss a cute succubus. Am I cute? Why do you think I'm kissing you? Am I really cute? You are. I thought so when I first met you. I actually thought you were a human. You were so clueless that time. I've always been clueless. Hey, Shamseal. Thanks for everything. I may die tomorrow, but thanks for everything up to this point. I'm really glad that I met you. Jerk. Ow! Don't talk like you're gonna die. But I can't be sure. You won't die. I'll protect you forever. Thanks. And with that, kiss me, kiss me. All right then. I brought my lips to Shamseel's. Lute, I love you. Shamseel. As Shemsiel wrapped her tongue around me, I truly felt like this was going to be my last night alive. While Lute Hen passionately kissed Shemsiel, the three old generals gathered to talk in the castle halls.
いよいよ、明日ですな。
Tomorrow's finally come. Indeed.
あのバカ者の命運ももう少しですか。
That fool's life is almost up.
成り上がり者らしく沈む。
The upstart will fall just as he rose.
正当にできとるものですな。
The world truly is fair.
クズはクズにしかならぬからな。
Filth will never be anything more.
どうされた?
What is it, General Felsen?
何を案じておられる? 明日で邪魔者が消えるのですぞ。ようやく我が騎士学校の目の上の単行部がいなくなるというのに。
What could be troubling you? As of tomorrow, the vermin will be gone. At last, the long blemish of our academy will...
本当に奴は単行部か?
Is he really a blemish?
は
あ、え
本当に奴は脳なしの落ちこぼれか
Is he honestly a talentless swine?
何を今更それは最下位という成績が証明
What are you saying all of a sudden? His evaluation in the academy is proof that
成績は所詮成績に過ぎぬ
An evaluation is nothing more than an evaluation
命を助けてもらったことをおっしゃっているのなら気になさることはありませんぞ
If you're saying this because you believe he spared your life, you needn't think so any longer. We were merely doing what was right. Why do you think he didn't throw us in the dungeon? Poor judgment. Didn't you hear what he said that day? The enemy would only rejoice at our imprisonment.The aide is not a fighter.
しかし、
But,
もしかすると、やつはバカではないのかもしれない。
He may not be the idiot we had believed.
いや、バカでしょう。普通のものなら処分するに決まっております。
No.
ただ愚かで甘いだけです。
He's an idiot. A person of normal competence would have imprisoned us. He's as foolish as he is lenient.
本当にそう言えるか?
Can you honestly say that?
バカでなかったら。あの成績はどうなりますか?
If he's not an idiot, then what about his grades?
わしは信じておらぬ。王族の人間をわざわざ再会にするか?
I refuse to believe it. Perhaps they just couldn't have a member of the royal family be last.
まさかフェルゼン将軍は、あの成績が意図的に操作されたものだ。
You don't mean to say you believe the rankings were manipulated. I'm starting to think that myself.
可能性がないと言えるか?
Do you mean to say there isn't a slight possibility?
But...
What is this newfound support for him? When did you change sides? I haven't changed sides. I'm just beginning to notice that perhaps he's not the fool we thought him to be.Then something's happened.
あの工場を前にして、お主らは何も感じなかったのか? あれが愚か者の言うことか?
Did you two not feel something when he made that call? Was that something a fool would decide? Was that decision simply a lenient one?
もしモテるならどうした? 王子ならどう言った? あのようにできたか?
What if that were Moter? Or even the prince?Would they have made that judgment?
もしかすると、あいつは本気で将たる器なのかもしれぬ。そう分かったところで、時すでに遅しだが。
He may just have capacity as a general, but I may have been too late in realizing this.
真実はすべて遅れて気づくものだ。
We are always one step behind the truth.
あのグラディスにチェスでは勝てぬ。我々はもしかすると非常に優秀な人材を失おうとしているのかもしれない
He will not be able to defeat Gladys. We may be on the verge of losing an incredibly valuable resource. Around that time, While General Felsen and the others discussed loot, Gladys, the enemy general, gazed up at the full moon from Wunderbelt Castle.
さて、どうなるかな、リュートヘンデ。
How will this play out, Lute Hend?
お前のことだから、どうせぐっすり寝ておるだろう。
You're probably sleeping peacefully despite the circumstances.
だが、明日の戦いはそうはいかぬぞ。
But tomorrow won't be so peaceful.
一手一手打つごとに、お前は青ざめることになる。
Your face will grow whiter.
死へ向かって突き進むことになるのだ。
And whiter with each move I make as you move headway to your demise.
いくらお前でも、明日になればプレッシャーに耐えられまい。もしかすると、やはり一騎打ちはなしにしてくれと泣き言を言ってくるかもしれぬな。
Even you won't be able to stand the pressure. You might even cry at my feet, begging to call off the duel.
だがその時はその時だ。我が軍勢が一気に攻め込むことになる。
But we'll see just what happens. Either way, I'll attack you with all my might.
お前に残されたのは、チェスで俺にぶちのめされることだ。
All that's left for you is to be destroyed in a game of chess.
今までになく度を失った姿を見せるがよい。俺はそれが見たい。
You'll lose face and truly panic for the first time in your life. That's what I want to see.
はてさて、どのような妙手を打つのか、それとも最後に命乞いをすることになるのか、楽しみだ。
I can't wait to see if you have any tricks up your sleeve or if you plan to beg for your life. Alright, everyone. So, this is where we're going to end it. But I'm only doing this briefly because we had an H scene. And I promised everybody on BitChute that I would bring you guys the duel. As a safe for work video, because it is one of the best moments in not just hentai but anime history. It is one of my favorite. There's actually an animated version of this, and they do a very good job of it. It does have the hentai scenes, but there's nothing with the duel. They animated the whole duel, and it's something. It's definitely worth watching. It's very, very good. But the original anime or hentai, of course, is called Kionyu Fantasy. You may have even seen it. But, as well as that was adapted, it's written even better. I have to bring you this with a lot of gusto. So I'm actually going to grab a Powerade and getting some snacks, even though it's 2 in the morning. Because this is a big deal. This is probably one of the biggest videos we're ever going to do on this channel. So, give me a little bit. And we'll be back with the next part immediately after. That's going to be a real big one for me. So, all right, I'll see you guys in just a little bit with more Funbag or Kionyu Fantasy coming up. I'm out for now, guys.